Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I like to introduce myself, you know. Know that I'm DK and you're always on top. Don't you stop, I can tell you what it is long as you pop. Yeah. You can talk about and what you know, what you talking about this dick, but you know you better. You can say the position, flipping position, but you know that I am ready. No vicious. But have you cooking in the kitchen, but you ready? You can say you scratch me kinda like Freddy, but I'm not tripping. Long as your eyes close. Long as your girls come over. And my homies, you can say that it's kinda cool, but as long as you can dick around this dick like you post to, can I pull you? Wine tasting this lemonade. I'm DK, I never downgrade. One spot, girl, I know you're hot. Don't you trip, long as I can hit the spot. I know that I been here a long time.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties in the first 7 minutes of this show. What that was is that my mic was on mute. I'm going to be real about that. Again, this is Anthony Beckford. We're Real Talk with Anthony B. I am your host. I am the creator. I am the founder, of this podcast and radio station. We're bringing it back. This is the first season, first episode back. I thank you all who have been requesting this. Many thought that I was bringing this back on my own. No, I have literally put out polls. I've put out surveys. And I just had people in general saying, we need you to speak to the people in general. we need to make sure that your voice is not just heard within the local region. We need to hear your voice worldwide, and I am happy to oblige by that. Yes, I'm an Amish comedian. I was laughing at the muted mic thing. Hey, these technical difficulties. Sometimes when you hear from the mainstream radio, they're like, oh, we had technical difficulties. We'll get back to you. A lot of times, it's because one of the hosts is messed up on something. So I'm going to be honest about that. But shout out to Amish comedian tuning in. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. You can call in to tune in if you're listening via your laptop and so forth. You can also call in to tune in at 563-999-3755. Or right now, if you're online, via your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your Apple Watch or whatever, right now, make sure you get into the chat and have a conversation as well, too. So like I said, we're talking about vaccinated versus unvaccinated narrative. The political narrative that was put out there, why? Because there's something that needs to be done to divide the people. Something that needs to be done politically, to make sure that the people are no longer worried about other issues as well. Now, the pandemic is a worry, but there's other issues that they're trying to make sure that the people don't worry about as well, too. And we need to make sure that we step on that. Okay. I'm a comedian is listening in from Canada. I ain't gonna lie. I was in Canada for a while. I was in Windsor, or as some people will call it, the extension of Detroit. but shout out to everybody in Canada, and everywhere else that's listening, especially we got Nigeria on here. Oh, man, we have Nigeria. We have, parts of the U.K., we got Jamaica. We have Guyana. That's what's up. We're going to have topics along. He's in Windsor. That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, man. Hey, I used to do my parties at the Roxy, which is downtown Windsor, man. Shout out to you, man. All right. So shout out to everybody in Windsor, Ontario right now, But we're going to get into this topic here, So this is me talking, right? So the views that I express are views of my own. Okay, but I'm going to be very blunt about it, as many know. I've spoken out about many things across the board that I feel were unjust, many things that I feel were, created to happen. These are not conspiracy theories. These are things that happen for a reason. And I say, yes, they're dividing Canada too. The divide is not just something that's put – we have to remember one thing about systems. Systems, even though they operate in different countries, they all operate on the same wavelength because they all rely upon each other to help each other, you know, because the power of the people is very mighty. So when we're looking at vaccinated or unvaccinated, this is not an argument that I'm having about whether you should be vaccinated or not. This is an argument that I'm having about the political figures like Mayor de Blasio here in New York City, you know, and many other elected officials who they literally are pitting vaccinated people against unvaccinated people and vice versa. For what? I respect the people's right of choice, right? So if a person says that they're not going to get vaccinated, I'm not going to try to force them, coerce them, whatever. You know, they already had their mind made up before they even told me that decision there. Okay, sometimes things will change people's minds. Okay, I'm going to tell you a true story about me. I got sick from COVID last year in the height of the pandemic. You know, I wasn't hiding inside like many of these elected officials were hiding. I was out there giving food to the people. You know, I was out there making sure, you know, that masks were handed out, hand sanitizers were handed out, face masks were handed out, both face shields were handed out. I was making, you know, my daughter and I were in the house. You know, we basically created and bottled up over 900 bottles of homemade hand sanitizer for the people. You know, and my thing is that these are efforts that myself and a 9-year-old child, who was 8 at the time, you know, did. And there were other advocates who were out there with me, and I salute them for this. But then a lot of our politicians were hiding. And this wasn't just here in Brooklyn or in New York City. This was throughout the world. This is throughout this country. And we have to be very real about that. So if they had actually took the initiative to say, let's fight against this, let's put legislation in place, let's make sure there's funding, let's make sure there's adequate health care for the people, many of the issues and many of the people that we've lost would not have happened. Let's be very real about that. If they had took the time to prep for the upcoming variants, you know, for the possibility of mutations and somewhere like that of the COVID virus or coronavirus, you know, then there have been many things put in place that would have saved us from the need of many things. Okay, now, the reason why they need y'all to be worried about vaccinated versus unvaccinated and vice versa is because they need you to not focus on many things like social justice issues. They need you to not focus on things like adequate health care. They need you to focus on other things. They need you to be distracted from, you know, the need for adequate child care, you know, adequate jobs, pay raises, you know, adequate business solutions for small businesses and relief for small businesses, you know, affordable housing, adequate education for the schools. They don't want you to be focused on these things. Fear brings on paranoia. Paranoia and fear is what they rely on to be a weakness for the people. And we have to look at the fact that we are being distracted from these things. Yes, if you're going to get vaccinated, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to tell you to go do it either. If you're unvaccinated, so that, you know, same thing. I'm not going to say, yo, you need to go do this. No, it is your right as a human being, as a self-thinking person, to make the right decision, what you feel the right decision for you is, are, whatever. Okay, I'm probably grammatically wrong right now, but whatever. You know, but my focus is to make sure that we provide the things that are needed. Okay? So even right now, I think it's about majority of the school districts in this country, okay, are going to remote learning. And every school district in this country is a hotbed right now of this virus. It is a red zone. It is high transmission rates. It is high hospitalizations, high ICU rates. Notice they're not talking about this in many of the news conferences throughout many cities, especially here in New York City. Okay? We literally have a mayor who just canceled a black parade, okay, the Caribbean Day Parade that takes place in September. He canceled that, right? But he allowed parades for other demographics. He's also pushing his vanity project, which is a five-borough concert series. I think they're on the third borough right now. What's today? Wednesday? Thursday? So they're on the fourth? No, they're on the third borough right now, fourth borough, whatever. You know, I forgot when it started, either Monday or Tuesday. But he's pushing these concert series that has over 60,000 people attended it. And his main thing is you have to be vaccinated to participate. You have to be vaccinated to take part in New York City. What kind of dumb foolery is that? Okay? But anyway, I digress. You know, but when we look at these type of things, right, we have to look at the fact of how it's being pushed. Okay? CDC said that vaccinated people are spreading the virus as well. They have as many their risk is just as high as those who are vaccinated at spreading and contracting the coronavirus. Now, yes, some people, not all, some vaccinated people won't get as sick. Same way back in the height of the pandemic, many people, when there was no vaccine, did not get as sick or didn't get sick at all. They were just asymptomatic. Same thing is going on now. And we have to draw the comparisons. We have to look at the comparison of these things. Vaccinated people are still spreading this virus. So if you're vaccinated and you don't have the virus, but there's a vaccinated person that is at these concerts that has the virus, guess what? Guess what? You're catching the virus, okay? Especially since many people feel they do not have to wear a mask. We do not have any mask mandates in New York City. Stupidness, okay? We do not have remote learning options in New York City. Stupidness. Matter of fact, not even in New York State, I believe. You know, you have schools. And I'm not going to break it down between charter and public and private. No, all the schools, whether they charter, public, private, whether you're being taught, you know, at a learning center or anything like that, are not being given remote learning options. Why? Because this administration and many politicians who have stayed silent on it, we'll call them out in the city, in the state, and even federal, have chosen to, instead of pushing things that they know will work and will actually help curb this pandemic, are pushing things for their own personal gain, for their own vanity projects. Don't be surprised who has stocks in what. Okay? So I just bought some stocks the other day, and they're based off of my interests. They're based off of what I feel, you know, is going to happen in the next few months or the next few weeks or few days. That's what they're doing as well, too. You know? And we have to look, you know, we have to look at these things because, yes, there's a city worker mandate for vaccines now in New York. There's, I think, a state worker mandate as well. I think on the state, though, it's more, I mean, on a city level, it's mandated. No, you can get the vaccine or get tested weekly. And I'm going to be honest, many people that I've talked to on the street have said that they rather get tested because they're still uncertain. So instead of trying to force people to do something, educate them. And so that way they can continue making an educated choice on their behalf so they can feel that they have all of the facts and feel that they're not being forced into something or being coerced into something. You know, this is you're dealing with grown adults here. You know, and the problem is that we got grown adults who are politicians who just don't give a damn. As long as their needs are taken care of, they don't give a damn. And I'm going to be very honest about that. We as a people have to stop falling into these narratives that are pushed politically. We have to think on our own instead of relying on other people to think for us. That's why we get into many of the messes that we're in and that we've gone in for the past few years and that we're going through now. What we must do is to make sure that when they start pushing narratives and we see that they keep pushing it over and over again, we need to stay consistent on the issues that we have been fighting for as well. And right now, there was a housing action earlier at Cabinet Plaza. You didn't hear the mayor talking about that. You didn't hear many of these politicians talking about that. You didn't hear many of these city council members talking about that. But they will get on the mayor's press conference and they will be like, hey, so, you know, I feel, you know, that I'm liking this concert that is happening in my area. So, you know, I need y'all to come out, but you got to be vaccinated to come. Okay, but what about those who cannot get the vaccine due to medical reasons, due to their pre-existing conditions that the vaccine may cause an issue with, those who may be allergic to certain things within vaccines, those who actually cannot take the vaccine due to the negative effects, you know, that will happen because of the certain medications that they take. Let's be very real. I actually fall into these categories. So what are your solutions for me as a person? What are your solutions for the children who are under 12 who cannot get vaccinated? So you're saying to get inside a restaurant to enjoy your family time, you must be vaccinated. But you're telling me that if I get vaccinated, my child cannot come into this restaurant with me to enjoy themselves and have family time. That's foolishness. You're out here trying to mandate these things, but yet you're not thinking about the repercussions. You're not doing impact studies as well. That is why we're in a mess we're in now, because of arrogant, ignorant thinking of those who feel they know best because of their position that they're in. But the position that they're in is because of the people like us who put them in a position, and they need to be held to task. Simple as that. I'm going to take a quick music break here. You know, we're still uploading music. If you're an independent artist, send me your music no matter where you're from in the, you know, in the country or within the world. Send me your music. Must be clean music or semi-clean, depends. You know, to Real Talk with Anthony B at gmail.com. And here's Hop On It by DK. Yes, that was Hop On It from DK. Those of you who heard the intro song, that was Dark Words by DK. So before I hop back into this, so I'm looking at something right now the CDC just put out, correct? I really got to talk about this. So A new CDC study finds that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines protected fully vaccinated adults for at least 24 weeks, okay, that's 6 months, against severe COVID-19 illness requiring hospitalization. Older people and immunocompromised people had sustained protection from severe COVID-19 illness. Hold up. Why is that completely opposite? I just had to send a message to the CDC about this, right? So first, it was saying the Moderna, it was saying that the Pfizer, first, there was a report like a week ago that said that the Pfizer vaccine cannot fully protect. They found out that it could not fully protect against COVID. So they were telling people, you know what, you may want to go get Moderna, okay? Johnson & Johnson wasn't even in the conversation anymore. We know why. They just jack up on everything, okay? But now they're saying that, well, we've already known that, you know, that when they're saying this from before, that this will protect people from severe illness. You still get sick, okay? It's like the flu. You get the flu shot, but you still got sick, right? Many people still die. It's the same thing with this. Let's be very real. Whether they had the flu shot or not, many people die. Either from the shot or they'll die, you know, due to the flu itself. You know, due to complications of the flu. That's what it's considered. Complications of flu. Same with the universe. You may have complications to coronavirus, complications to the flu, complications to multiple sclerosis, things like this. We have to be very careful of language. One thing about me, yes, I'm not a doctor, but one thing about me is that I love to do research, but I also like to surround myself with people who are in these professions and learn from them. You know, as a matter of fact, I even helped write a thesis in regards to autoimmune diseases and so forth. You know, it is believed that I have an autoimmune disease since I have neurological disorder. You know, so I'm in danger of a lot of things, but I'm also in a complicated situation due to the fact of the situation may harm me or the possible solution may harm me as well. And these are the things that are not being talked about, that need to be talked about, especially when you have children under 12 who are immunocompromised. They're not talking about that at all because they don't want the masses to say, you know, they don't want the mass amount of people to stand up and say, give us this remote learning now, give us this now, give us that now. They don't. They don't want you to say, hey, why are the hospital rates still going up? Why are hospitalizations, you know, rising more than they were this time last year? You know, why is it that, you know, we still have high ICU numbers right now? They don't want you to question that. And we have to question that, you know, because we have to, what it allows us is for us to stop being distracted by narratives like, you know, them pitting vaccinated people against unvaccinated people and vice versa. Okay? Well, let me get back to this. So they're saying the older people, the ones who are more susceptible, who is considered to be susceptible more to the coronavirus, and immunocompromised people have sustained protection from severe COVID-19 illness. Ah, here's the problem, though. I can tell you that is not 100% of the facts, and this is why we need breakdown in numbers, because there's many people who are immunocompromised, who are older, who even though they got vaccinated, they still got sick because of the severity of their health. It comes down to that. We have to be very real about that. We not only have to look at vaccines, we have to look at other things, masks. We have to look at pushing healthy lifestyles. We have to push the vitamins for the eating, you know, things that will allow us to lose weight, you know, the lack of health coverage, the lack of access to health care. These are all the things we need to look at, not just vaccines. These are the things they're distracting you from. Honest comedian said, my son almost died when he was 8 from the flu. He was in induced a coma at Michigan Children's. Oh, man. Hospital for a week. That was 2013. The flu can kill. He's a healthy kid otherwise. Yeah, there's many people who are, yo, how y'all ever realize, even before this vaccine, before this pandemic, people were dying from other things, even though they were being vaccinated for it? people were, but then also that people, like let's say who are living healthy lifestyles, who are 100%, you know, almost 100% healthy, they were bodybuilders, they were doing this, they're living this lifestyle, and they still were dying or getting sick to the point of death because the body sometimes needs to be introduced to certain things in order to learn how to defend itself. I'm being very real about it. That don't mean just go out there and take a big old swallow of air outside right now. No, don't do that. Don't do that, okay? But that shows how we must start relying on our body as well, but then also things to help our body as well. You know, whether that's the vaccine for you or that's you, you know, loading up on, you know, vitamins or, you know, introducing a healthier lifestyle to yourself and your family, something like that. But also stress is a big factor in this too. You know, people don't understand that brain injuries can also, you know, hold you know, could also impact how things are when it comes to you getting the coronavirus. I'm going to be very real with y'all. I have a brain injury. I have a traumatic brain injury. That came from the Marine Corps. It also came because I was a pro boxer, right? Also have asthma. I have neurological disorder. And then to be honest, I almost died due to the coronavirus last year. You know, when I talked to my doctor, everything like that, like I had to call my doctor from the house and like that, and I was telling them everything was going on and stuff like that. My doctors were very worried, but they did not want me to go to the hospital because they're like, if you go to the hospital, there's a chance you may not come back. And they're being honest because there's many doctors who have said the same thing, nurses, you know, everything like that. These are people who were scared because a lot of times there were no beds available, so you were in the hallway without any access to anything to help you. You were just given things to make the, you know, to make it a little bit lighter on you, you know, but almost died. So, yeah, I got scared. I was scared, you know. A lot of things went through my head. I'm not married. I want a family. You know, what is my daughter going to do? What is my family going to do? There's many things that went through my head. You know, I was very real with myself with it. You know, but what also came to mind was, why are other things not being done and said in regards to saving us and helping us? Why is there still no easy access to care, to health care? Why is it that we do not have, and I'm telling you this thing is predatory. It attacks everything. It attacked everything that was wrong with me. I'm going to be very honest. It attacked every single issue that I had. And many people will tell you this. It came to a point where many of us were even having delusions. People calling our name, yeah, people calling our names, and it's not what happened. You know, like literally, you're in a room alone. You know, many of y'all may have seen my TikTok where it just comes to the same thing, and then you hear the echo, and you're like, "What?" Like, I did that for a reason because I related to that due to the pandemic, due to what was happening to me, what happened to me. You know, in the height of the pandemic last year. You know, I found my relief in the hot shower. I found my relief drinking many hot things, you know, eating healthier. It's like that, you know, taking medications. I was taking NyQuil, DayQuil. I was taking my regular medications as well, too, you know, to help out. You know, it was a fight. It was a fight. And this is before there was a vaccine, you know. So like I said, many people will rely on a vaccine now. Many people will stick to just trying to live a healthier life. Whatever it is, make it suit you, but don't make the politicians turn you against each other for your choices in life. They do that already when it comes to things as social justice, when it comes to housing. You know, but anyway, we got about like 10 minutes left in the show. I might end the show early today. Because, you know, there's not much that I could really go more into this about. I went into this more than I thought I would, and it was within a reasonable amount of time, minus the 7 minutes of technical difficulties on my part, you know. But, let's just make sure that we stop being held up by these interactions. Okay, by these narratives that these people are putting forth before us, you know, and make sure that you stay in, and you know, if you feel that you're not safe outside, You know, if you don't feel safe going out to eat, even if you're vaccinated, you know, make sure that, you know, you order your food in, you know. I'm not promoting these companies, you know, but, you know, you have Uber, you have DoorDash, you know, or stuff like that, you know, order your food in if you need be, you know, go grocery shopping, you know, cook in as well, too, you know, add some veggies, add some fruits, you know, to your eating habits as well, add more water to your eating habits, you know, so that way, not just in the sake of the virus, but in the sake of just you and, you know, your life and your family, you know, just so you can live and, you know, be there, you know, for yourself and be there for the people who love you, you know. But this is your boy, Anthony Bedford. This is Real Talk with Anthony B. Thank y'all for tuning in to the first episode of the first season of The Comeback. The Comeback Kid is here. You know, make sure you share this, share the link to the way others could listen to this on the playback. Again, if you want to advertise, if you want to be a sponsor to the show and many other things, make sure that you send us an email, realtalkwithanthonyb@gmail.com. If you want your music played, send us your music. If approved, we'll let you know what is needed and stuff like that. You know, load up on your – yes, you got it correct. You know, get some exercise. And if you're inside the house, get exercise. Matter of fact, I just ordered some dumbbells. You know, I'm about to get my workout on again. I was doing calisthenics before. You know, I had a 30-pound weight loss challenge that I put upon myself. I lost 10. I got 20 more to go. Matter of fact, I probably lost 12 by now, so that I make 18 more to go. I just also ordered some dumbbells so that way, you know, I can actually get my muscle tone back into my boxing figure, you know. But, yes, load up on your, you know, like Amish comedian just put out there, load up on your vitamin Ds, your vitamin Cs, your zinc, but also your magnesium. You don't understand how important magnesium is. Don't overdo these things as well, because too much of a good thing is also a bad thing, you know. So, again, shout out to y'all. Pay attention to when the next show is going to be. Something like that. Yes, Mazel Tov. You know, thank you, Amish comedian. You know, shout out to all the listeners who are listening now and also on the playback and so forth. You know, and shout out to all of y'all. I love y'all. You know, thank y'all for, you know, supporting everything I've been doing, especially bringing all of these ventures back that I've been a part of from before that I put aside for other things, but I realized that I need to bring it all together so that way we can have more out there, more voices, a lot of amplification of it, getting things done. All right, y'all. Stay blessed.
Yeah. I like to introduce myself, you know? Know that I'm DK and you're always on top. Don't you stop, I can tell you what it is long as you pop. Yeah. You can talk about and what you know, what you talking about this dick, but you know you better. Oh.
Oh.
You can say the position, flipping positions, but you know that I am ready. No vicious. But have you cooking in the kitchen, but you ready? You can say you scratch me kinda like Freddy, but I'm not tripping. Long as your eyes close. Long as your girls come over. And my homies, you can say that it's kinda cool, but long as you can dick around this dick like you supposed to, can I pull you? Wine tasting this lemonade. I'm DK, I never downgrade. One spot, girl, I know you're hot. Don't you trip, long as I can hit the spots. I know that I been here a long time. And it's dark in here, long as you can just unwind. We got time. Trust. But I'm never just fear, what you fear, oh no tears. Long as you scream, long as I make that shit just scream, I scream. Yeah, ice cream and I like it right. Long as you can just let me bite. Baby girl, you know it's right. Girl, I make you wanna buy me. Baby girl, it's going down. All you gotta do is make the sound for me. Baby Baby, you just drown for me. As long as you around the key. Baby girl, you calling me. Every little situation crawling down your back slow. Baby girl, you wanna know me. Tryna get a little close. Baby girl, you know I gotta be. Gotta be.